Sean McHugh lost his right hand and part of his forearm in a construction accident 11 years ago. Today, he wears a high-tech prosthetic arm with a sophisticated multi-articulated hand. Now, the way it usually works is electrodes in the arm socket pick up movements of certain muscles, and that moves the hand. But it didn't work for McHugh.
I was never really good, even with the best of training and working with some of the most wonderful occupational therapists in the country. I didn't have what I felt was a reliable, comfortable control.
That's where RFID, radio frequency identification, comes in. During World War II, all aircraft, friend or foe, looked the same on a radar screen. So the British installed small transmitters that, when hit by a radio signal from the ground, would bounce back a signal that identified the plane. That's considered the genesis of RFID. Today it's in barcodes at the grocery store, wireless tracking of packages, and more. And here's how it works for Sean McHugh. He carries a handful of RFID programmed chips that look like they belong on a poker table. When he swipes a wristband with a chip, it changes the position of the hand. The device is called the Morph.
So you can see, by just coming in proximity to the Morph with the tag, this tag triggered it to open. This one will trigger it to close. I have one on my cell phone that'll put it into that fingerpoint mode. So I can tag familiar objects in my life that will put the hand into the proper grip pattern to operate the devices. It takes three different grip modes to operate a coffee maker.
The hand stays locked into position until swiped again with the chip. And McHugh says that's a big deal. Sometimes unintended muscle contractions send the wrong signal. The hand unexpectedly opens and no more coffee cup.
These little tags, they come in a variety of different sizes and shapes and strengths. I can use them to activate those modes instead of having to do that muscle dance that I was never able to do.
McHugh was the first test subject for the Morph. He and Rahul Kalicki with Infinite Biomedical Technologies stopped in Dallas recently to demonstrate it for North Texas prosthetic limb specialists. Kalicki, the Morph's co-inventor, says there are a lot of possibilities that involve more than just poker chips.
Yeah, Sean originally mentioned about having something on a ring or on his shoelaces so that when he needs to go and tie his shoes, he can go into a mode that's better for him. You know, we're thinking all along those lines, and eventually maybe there'll be utensils that have RFID built into them. And yeah, there's a lot of possibilities in the future that we can explore.
The idea for RFID prosthetic programming came out of the military's 2007 push to improve artificial limbs for veterans returning from Iraq and Afghanistan. The Morph received final FDA approval last month and is officially on the market, priced between $3,000 and $5,000. McHugh is excited.
It's a game changer. It takes this from being an interesting toy to being a useful device.
Chris Lake, a prosthetic specialist in Euless, was at the demonstration of the Morph and expects insurance approval any day now for a 39-year-old mid-cities man who could become the first North Texan to use the new technology. BJ Austin, KERA News.